I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a real Hall of Fame for pretend athletes. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I should be in that charter class.
Keep looking and listening, and perhaps you'll make the cut. I don't know. Proving that he has learned from past mistakes, Jameis Winston celebrated his selection as the number one pick in the NFL draft by Instagramming a photo of himself in front of a large serving of crab legs. So, you think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want a do-over?
Well, I suppose from his standpoint, it's better than posing in an orange jumpsuit.
Excellent point.
But there was a lot of smoke being blown around, but he was the obvious pick for Tampa.
Winston and second overall pick Marcus Mariota both declined to travel to Chicago to be part of the NFL's draft day extravaganza. Depending on whom you listen to, that's either a sign of the apocalypse or it's a charming decision by two young men who just wanted to celebrate the big day with their families. What's your take?
Well, it's a thoroughgoing insult to the city of Chicago, number one. I don't know. I think the one thing I do know is that there will be a rule about this passed sometime before next year's draft.
On the eve of the draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke about the league's determination to, quote, provide players with the resources to be the kind of role models we want. Do you suppose that's why Jameis Winston wasn't there?
I don't have any idea what that means. They already do this rookie camp thing and where everybody goes in there and they give them 5 or 10 days worth of lectures on the theme, don't commit crimes. And it hasn't been working out very well, so...
As we have mentioned, the draft was held in Chicago this year. Is that why it had more production, more bells, more whistles, things of that nature?
Well, not to further the insult to the city of Chicago, but it's hard to get more bells and more whistles than you get in Times Square, which is generally where the draft was. I think it's a pretty good idea because apparently they're going to move it around to a bunch of different cities. I can hardly wait till it's in Jacksonville.
Well, they are going to move it around to a bunch of different cities, and this time around it cost, I am told, between $3 and $4 million. I suppose next year's bidder better be ready to spend $4 to $5 million.
Well, somehow I figure Jerry Jones is going to get in on this sooner or later.
Nearly lost in the excitement of the NFL draft was an announcement on Tuesday that the league is voluntarily giving up tax-exempt status, quote, to eliminate distraction. Or was it to eliminate the requirement that they tell the world how much they pay Roger Goodell every year?
That's exactly why they did it. This is about not wanting to open their books because there are a number of very good reasons why they don't want to open their books.
On Wednesday, the Baltimore Orioles played a game in an empty ballpark, Charlie. Was this an appropriate response to the protests and the violence that erupted in Baltimore after the death of Freddie Gray?
I've gone back and forth on that. I think it was the safest option they had. The ultimate safest option they would have would have been to move the game out, which they did for the subsequent games. But I once attended a basketball game during a measles outbreak between Boston University and Northeastern, where there were no fans. It is very strange.
Yeah, well, Tim Kirchin let us in on how strange it was a little earlier in the program, and very bizarre indeed.
Apparently, baseball is a lot noisier than you think it is.
One editorial suggested that the fans should have been allowed into the stands to give Baltimore the chance to begin to rise above the, quote, embarrassment caused by TV coverage of the unrest. That editorial was written by a TV news executive. I think I'll just step out of the way and allow you to respond to that
idea. I think this guy's concerns are way down the list, considering that they just indicted 6 policemen on Friday.
Good point. Here's another baseball headline. MLB showing notable drop in game time will relax pace of play fines. That's kind of like a doctor saying the treatment is working so well, we're going to discontinue it. Right?
What is that all about?
I don't know.
I mean, just when you think that baseball is finally getting it, they do something like this. The rules are working, so naturally we have to relax them. I mean, it's May, for God's sakes. They've only been playing under these rules for a month.
Yeah, I know. When it gets hot, those games are going to slow down. There's no question about it. In the run-up to the fight of the century, Charlie, Floyd Mayweather said, and I'm quoting now, "No one can brainwash me to believe that Sugar Ray Robinson and Muhammad Ali were better than me." That called for a response from none other than...
Muhammad Ali's Twitter account.
Yeah.
He's still the greatest, and Floyd Mayweather is still something of a mouthy non-entity on this regard.
Finally, I guess it's no shock that a high court judge in the UK has ruled that bridge players should be, quote, ranked alongside sportsmen of the highest order.
Sports!
But I was a little surprised by Mr. Justice Mostyn's rationale.
Yes, he said that a brain is a muscle and therefore has to be exercised. I mean, of course, by this standard, nuclear physics is a sport.
Next week, Charlie on nuclear physics. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.